HPR, All Things Considered. I'm Dave Lawrence. Mahalo for joining us. Very special time. Grateful to be welcoming back a band that are going to be in the beginning of next year, but it's perfect around the holidays. Tower of Power. They're going to be Thursday and Friday, February 19th and 20th. Blue Note Hawaii, 6:30 and 9 each of those nights. Then they're also going to be Saturday, February 21st, returning to the Valley Isle at the Mac.
To the nightclub, we go bumpty bumpty bump.
What is hip? Tell me if you think you know.
I'm talking about soul fascination.
One of the soulful voices and cats from Tower of Power. Just a thrill to welcome back. I don't know how many times we've had him on the show. That's why I thought around the holidays, it can't get better than having Emilio Castillo back on. Thank you so much, my brother.
You're welcome, Dave. Thanks for having me again.
It's a pleasure to have you again. This is one of those special places for TOP, no question. And one of the things that I look at your website, 57 years of funk and soul. That's a bit daunting to look at because anyone puts their own lifespan, I guess, up against the lifespan of the band. How do you celebrate something like that?
Well, I mean, people say, you know, that's amazing. I say, it's more amazing to me. You know, people used to say, you know, did you have any idea when you were 17 years old that, you know, you'd be together this long or you'd go as far as you went throughout the world? And I say, you know, at 17, my idols was a band called the Spiders, and they got a gig in Sacramento. And I thought, man, if I could just get to Sacramento.
Yeah.
That was the extent of my vision at that point.
And so when you were last on, I remember there was you had a couple of new cats that had come to the party. Give the members a plug, as for the folks.
Well, we have a hot new drummer. David Garibaldi has retired.
Right.
And we have Peter Antunes playing drums. Really, really great musician. And we just love him. And then we also have a really hot trumpet trombone player, Dave Richards. He's like Mick Gillette. He's got that super high range, plays really perfectly in tune, and then puts it down and picks up the trombone and just wails on the trombone. And we get to the ride out, he goes to the trumpet again, takes it up an octave. He's just amazing. Of course, we still have Adolfo Acosta on trumpet. And, you know, we borrowed him over 25 years ago from Maynard Ferguson Band.
Wow.
I always tell people at all the gigs, we borrowed him from the Maynard Ferguson Band over 25 years ago and just never gave him back.
Right.
And then we have an organ now. I had a singer for a while named Mike Jarrell.
Yeah.
Great singer that I got. He was a finalist on The Voice. And then he had some problems with his voice and we had to sort of go our separate ways. But I remember when I told him, you know, I was going to look for another singer, I said, you know, Roger keeps threatening to retire. That was our organist at the time. And I said, when he does, I think you could do the keyboard gig because he's a really great keyboardist. And I said, you know, would you be interested in doing that? He goes, yes. As quickly as he could, he said, yes. And then we kept in touch for like over a year. And then Roger finally said he was going to finish up.
Wow.
We brought Mike Jarrell in on the Hammond B3 and on the synthesizers. And he's got a great voice, so now the background vocals
and the main vocals that people hear.
We got this young kid out of Toronto, Canada, named Jordan John.
Yeah, that's it.
Now Jordan is the son of a very famous bass player, Prakash John, and he's had a soul band in Toronto for maybe not 57 years, but probably at least 50.
That y'all jammed with many years ago.
We used to play with them in Toronto.
Right.
We would go sit in, because we were doing some recording up there back in the early 70s. Or I guess it was mid-70s. We would go and sit in, you know, and we knew his dad. You know, and his father also owned a recording studio.
Huh.
There was a girl at the studio. Doc fell in love with her. So he was her boss, and Doc knew him really well, you know. So all these years later, I'm looking for a singer, and I can't find one. I mean, I'm really hard-pressed. I got like 13 days before the next gig. I got to get a singer. It was something I never do. I said, put it out all over the internet. If you think you could sing with Tower of Power, send me a video, send your bio, etc. And you know, I got a bunch of replies. And there was one really good singer that he had opened for the Stones, but he was more of a rock guy. And then Jordan had submitted something, and for some reason, I got his name and the other guy's video mixed up. Meanwhile, my business manager, Diane, she said, "Have you checked this guy out, Jordan John?" And I go, yeah, he opened for the Stones. Yeah, I think he's too rock, though. You know, but I was looking at the other guy's video. So then I'm really getting down to it. And she keeps on going, "Are you sure? Have you checked this guy, Jordan John?" And so finally I go back and I check it. Oh, man, I've been looking at the wrong guy. And I see him there, and he's singing with the Lincolns.
Ah.
And right behind him is his dad, Prakash John. You know, Prakash went on to play with Alice Cooper, The Temptations, George Clinton. You know, he's a famous musician. So, man, he starts singing soul music. I mean, he's doing James Brown with the Lincolns. He sang Do Right Woman by Aretha Franklin. I was stunned. And while I'm listening, my wife is sitting over here next to me, you know, and she goes, "Who's that?" I go, "It's this young kid from Toronto." She goes, "Man, he sounds great." I go, "Yeah, look at him." And I show her, she goes, "Well, everybody's going to leave their husbands for this guy."
Yeah.
He's devilishly handsome and tall, you know, just a winner in every respect, you know. So we happened to be playing in Niagara Falls in the following week. And I call him up and I said, "You know, I'm interested. I saw your video. Would you like to audition?" "Absolutely," you know. I go, "Okay." You know, I go, we're playing in Niagara Falls. Could you get there to the sound check?" He says, "Yeah, that's not far from me at all." He came over. He sang about six songs. I did something I never do. I always consult with the band. But I just turned around, I looked at them, and they all looked at me. And I go to Jordan, I go, "We'd like to move forward with you." And he goes, "What?" I go, "We'd like to move forward with you." He goes, "Are you kidding me?" No. And he says, "This is life-changing." And he grabs me and he's hugging me, you know. And we actually had him sing that night.
Oh, wow.
He sang So Very Hard to Go that night.
Just as a guest spot on the one jam.
Yeah, one song, yeah.
Right.
Crowd loved him immediately. You know, we knew we had a winner. And then I gave him a whole bunch of tapes and recordings. I said, "Be ready, live show in a couple of weeks." And he showed up and killed it.
I like the insight, just the general insight into how one of those rehearsals goes. I love the line, "We'd like to move forward with you." That's
yeah.
Such a great line. And that's you've probably said that a few times over the years.
Yeah, more than a few. Yeah,
yeah, that's really interesting because you're the guy who runs the show for this guy runs Tower of Power that you're listening to. So you're really getting some insight into just how bands do some of that stuff. Well, how cool. And what a family connection. Perfect for our holidays, like I was saying. I knew that you'd have the right kind of juice. And it brings that thing full circle for you to have the connection with his pop. And Thursday and Friday, February 19th and 20th, Blue Note Hawaii, 6:30 and 9 each night. And Saturday, February the 21st at the Mac, returning to the Valley Isle. And a name so many people in Hawaii have grown up with, Emilio Tower Power's legendary sax man. He's kept the band rolling and well-oiled and grooving all these years, Emilio Castillo, and he's been on the show countless times telling us great stories, perfect around the holidays.
But hey, before we go, I wanted to plug my Christmas record.
Yeah, please.
We did the greatest Christmas record, man. I didn't even want to do it. I wanted to record another record, you know, and my manager goes, "Nope, you're doing a Christmas record." I'm like, "And you're going to thank me for the rest of your life. It's the gift that keeps on giving." I was like, "Yeah, okay, fine." And we started to record it, and man, it turned out great. I just love it. So it's called It's Christmas by Tower of Power, and really great.
People can enjoy it now, and then when the show comes, they enjoy that. It's a little twofer, two scoops.
A twofer.
And two different flavors. I like it a lot, my brother. I hope you had fun. It's always fun to have you on here, man. It makes me feel
good.
Every
time, Dave. Every time.
Take good care of yourself. Thank you again.
Amen. God bless you. Bye-bye.